We have on air with us right now, Russell Dickerson. Hey, Russell, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. How y'all feeling?
Ooh,
just feeling
good.
Amazing.
Are you in a bath? Are you in a bathroom right now? It sounds a little echoey.
We're in a conference room. Is it a little boomy?
No, it's fine. I just wanted to know if you were on the toilet.
Yeah,
or something.
I'm actually taking a. I'm just kidding.
I see where we rank it in importance. I mean, actually, though, if somebody did do that. Right, that would mean that they do consider you very important.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they don't want to miss that call.
We're punctual no matter where we are.
Absolutely hilarious.
Russell, we want to ask you about your show that you have coming up for us, Acoustic Live, 102.5 Acoustic Live. But first, I want to talk about your new song, Love You Like I Used To. You wrote this with Parker Welling and Casey Brown, who you've also wrote a couple of other songs with, right?
Yes, indeed. Those are my go-to writers, man. And we've been friends since college. And it wasn't until I started writing with them that things started really happening. Yours was the second song that we ever wrote together. Wow. And so I think, you know, had something special going on.
Yeah, I mean, three number one singles so far with those two writers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a...
Do you think it's more superstition now at this point? Like, would you allow other writers in your circle, or are you one of those people that are like, no, let's keep it rolling until maybe we don't get a number one single? What's your thought on that?
No, I mean, there's definitely, we brought in a bunch of new writers on this album, and I'm not superstitious at all. I think, you know, a great song is a great song, and that's why I kind of wanted to mix it up, because I didn't want to get too, you know, stuck in that cycle, but I'm just super excited about all this new music coming out.
And we're really excited to have you here on March 4th at the 102.5 Acoustic Live. You're going to be with Kane Brown, who you're touring with.
Yeah, start this weekend. That's our first one.
Yeah.
Wow. So stoked.
Now, with an acoustic show, it's more of an intimate setting. How do you prepare for those differently? Do you go into them with a different attitude than a normal show?
Yeah, you know, it's a little less, like, hype, excitement, like, ooh, let's do this. And it's more like, it's like a more intimate setting, which I kind of love, that I can just, like, it's just me and my guitar. I can take my time. I can, you know, stop in the middle of a song and talk or whatever. And I love being able to have that freedom.
I've seen so many videos of you over the summer where you've gotten off stage on full band shows and you've literally rang out your clothing with your own sweat, like your t-shirt or your jeans. And you're like, yeah, that's how much effort I'm putting out here for the people watching my shows. So are we going to get that same sweaty treatment?
Ooh. It depends on what the temperature is in the room.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be hot, hot, hot.
I would assume with an acoustic show, he's not going to be sweating that hard.
I mean, I could
do some extra jumping jacks and push-ups before I get out for you.
Just
come
carry
out
extra weights in the guitar itself. Right, just put some dumbbells in there.
No, he has someone carrying his guitar. Come on now.
Well, he's got to hold it when he's on stage.
That's true. That's true. It'll be just you playing alone with your guitar. Like, you're not going to bring a posse or, like, you know, what's going to happen?
No, I love doing guitar pulls on my own just to have that, again, to have that freedom of just me and the crowd, you know. I love that vibe.
Yeah, and it is. It's obvious from watching your live performances that you get the energy from the crowd and you give it back and everything like that. So with a show like this, it's really interesting to watch because you just have to kind of focus your way through it. Just like have that, like we've said, intimacy, but like
it's
an intensity that you can't, because it's so, with an acoustic show, it's so much more subtle. It's an intensity that sometimes you can't really get with a big, loud show.
Right, exactly. But there's also that vulnerability of, you know, if I mess up, then it's all on me, and it's very likely to happen, you know?
See, to me, you always seem so silly and fun. Like, it's very difficult for me to picture you as, like, intimate, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, is it exhausting being so silly all the time? In a good way. I mean that in a good way.
99.9% silly and goofy all the time.
Which
but,
I
you know,
love.
I got to sing yours.
Yeah, until you sing that song, and then you're like, hold on, let me tap into
hold
the
on,
intimate
let me put
side.
On my big foot pants.
Love it.
All right, Russell Dickerson, his new song, Love You Like I Used To, is out now. And also, he'll obviously be with us at Country 102.5 Acoustic Live. He and Kane Brown, Michael Ray, Ingrid Andress, and Gabby Barrett all March 4th at Big Night Live. It all benefits the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. And by the way, for everyone who hasn't gotten a ticket so far, we'll have another pair of tickets at 11:05 as well as the rest of the week on Country 102.5. Russell, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, guys. Can't wait to see y'all soon.
Yeah, see you there.
Woo! Woo! Oh, my gosh. She's so fun.
You turned into such a woo girl.
Woo! I'm going to be doing that the whole show. Woo, woo!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.